Hey guys, welcome back to My Coughing Companion. This is just a little bonus episode. It's me, Abby. Eliana's not here today. And if you listened to the last DIY episode I did, I told you how I might do just a small summary of my vacation and all that has happened and what I'm doing and all of that good stuff. So I thought I would share it. It's not really an Abby's DIY. I'm not, DIYing or telling you how to do it. I'm just gonna share my experience of going to California during a pandemic and what it's been like, because I know that California has some really strict rules about it and all that good stuff. So I'm just gonna tell you what it's been like and how much I'm enjoying it. So we started off by we drove to Chicago to go to the O'Hare Airport. That was fine. I didn't really care. Then it's 4 hours from Chicago to California. It's not that bad of a plane ride, to be honest. We wore masks the whole time, we're completely safe. My parents are both vaccinated, so that also helps. We were being completely safe. And everyone else kept their masks on. We didn't have any, kerfuffles with that or whatever you call them. And then we got off the plane. My grandpa picked us up from the airport like he normally does. He picked us up in the van. He is a pilot. And he picked us up in it because it's big enough for my whole entire family. I have two younger brothers and both my parents. So, we need kind of a big car to get us all around. Plus our luggage. So then after that, we go straight in and out all the time. Not all the time. So every time we get off the plane, our grandpa picks us up because he lives right next to LAX airport. Then we went to In-N-Out, which is literally the best place if you're ever in California or Arizona. Definitely get In-N-Out. It's there's a few menu options. Their milkshakes are the bomb.com. I mean, I swear I've never had a better milkshake or burger than In-N-Out, and I live for it every single time I come to California. And they don't have them anywhere else because they get all their ingredients fresh every single day. So it's that's why it's so good. It's so nostalgic. Then after we did that, we went, I think we went to our hotel, just checked in and put all our luggage in there, and then we went to, my grandpa just got a boat, so we went to go look at that with my grandma, and this is all my mom's side, so we got to go see that, and it was super fun. Then after we were done at the boat, we went to bed, we got dinner. I forget what we had. In-N-Out was our dinner, I'm pretty sure. We went, shopping and whatnot for, groceries and stuff. Then we came back to our hotel, went to bed. It was pretty late. We were all really knocked out and just tired from, the big traveling day that we had had. And so after that, we woke up, got everything packed back up, and around noon, we drove to go to Redlands, California, which is about an hour and a half away, without traffic, because you know what California traffic is like. It's really crazy during rush hours. So we tried to, leave in the afternoon, before everyone's coming home from work, but not when they're leaving, because otherwise those are just the times we're going to get stuck in traffic for hours, and we didn't want that. So we got to my aunt's house on my dad's side, and my aunt has three kids, two older boys, and one little girl. Her name's Quinn. She's 2 years old, almost two. She's the cutest little girl on the entire planet. She's so stubborn, though. It's hilarious. And she's so opinionated. It's crazy. And I had so much fun hanging out with her. And just hanging out with my cousins. And we spent the night there. And currently, today, as I'm filming this episode, after we were done at their house, we went to my grandparents. We call them Grand and Papa. And so we went to their house. This is on my dad's side. And hung out there just for a little bit to see, because I just moved to a new house after renting an apartment, just because I didn't like it that much. It was a one-bedroom apartment, really small, so I decided to buy a house, and they're in the, renovating stage. I just moved in, It looks really nice, actually. And so my aunt met us there, too, with all of her kids. It was so much fun. Then we drove back to Redondo, which is kind of in the area where our hotel is and all that good stuff. And then we went... we haven't done anything yet. Got back, you know, we went to 7-Eleven because California, they don't have it where we live. It sucks because 7-Eleven Slurpees, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what they do, how they get it so smooth, but like, it's just it. It is. So then got lunch from a Tom's Tacos place, I don't know. We had a little like tour of where my mom used to live when she lived here and all that good stuff. So, because I used to live here, which is why we come and visit sometimes, because, you know, all of our family is here. And then currently, I'm in a hotel room right now. We're just chilling because we've had kind of a long day, you know, driving, doing all this stuff. We're just going to hang out as a family. And then we're going to go to Rockin' Brews, which is, like, literally the one of the... It's so good. They don't have it really anywhere else, like I said. It's one of those restaurants, like, In-N-Out. It's not a fast food place, though. It's, like... so good. It's like burgers. It's, yum. And, so then we're gonna go there with my grandparents and then, you know, hang out. We might go to a tide pool later today. Yeah, I'm really excited. And then, so the next day, we're going to San something something to go see my uncle, and this is on my mom's side again, my uncle, and then we're gonna come back to the hotel and sleep, and then, you know, the next day is the day that we're leaving. Actually, I lied. No, it's not. Next day is Saturday. I don't know what we're doing on Saturday. I think we might just be hanging out with my family on my mom's side. And maybe my aunt, she might be coming back down here. And we're definitely going to hang out at the beach. And then so Sunday is the day that we're leaving. My grandma's going to take us to lunch. And then she's going to drive us to the airport, drop us off. The end. Happy birthday, whatever. Fun trips. We're going back to the airport, like Chicago, where our car is at 10, which means it's like a 3-hour drive home. So we'll get back at like 1. So happy times, but it's all worth it because I get to see all my family. Super exciting. And thanks for listening to this little bonus episode about my trip. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.